Hello and welcome to RCGP Perspectives, peer-to-peer conversations digging into everything and anything general practice. This week, we've got a series of special guest episodes for you, focusing on well-being. These were recorded before the COVID-19 pandemic, but are tailored to give you some tools to help support your own well-being in these difficult times.
Hello and welcome. I'm Dr. Alka Patel. This podcast is brought to you on behalf of the RCGP Wellbeing Committee to give you the space to reflect on your well-being, the tools to value self-care, and the actionable steps you can take to enhance your joy at work. We know life is busy, so each podcast will be a short, light bite for you to be able to absorb with ease into your day. This week's topic is, what does joy at work really mean? So why do you go to work? Is it to survive or thrive? To feel satisfied or to feel joy? Do you think that your career needs to be centered on having an enriching, rewarding, joyful professional life? But should we really be talking about joy? After all, isn't joy fluffy and soft and immeasurable? Where do you start anyway? Well, in 2015, the Institute of Healthcare Improvement conducted three 90-day innovation projects and through this have designed a framework for health systems to improve joy at work using a four-step process. Alongside this sits the NHS Health and Wellbeing Framework, an interactive document that highlights 14 areas of well-being with guidance on planning and delivering a workplace well-being strategy. And just recently, the GMC published their report, Caring for Doctors, Caring for Patients, confirming that doctors have an ABC of core needs to stay well and motivated in work. A is autonomy, the need to have control over work life. B is belonging, the need to be connected, cared for, valued, respected and supported. And C is competence, the need to experience effectiveness. So pulling together these key documents, let's talk through the what, the why and the how. The what. What is joy at work? Well, it's not simply about focusing on the absence of burnout. It's about meaning and purpose and connection, and ensuring that caring and healing, which is the essence of general practice, is a naturally joyful activity. Joy, as defined by the Webster Dictionary, is a feeling of happiness coming from success, good fortune, and a sense of well-being. It's ultimately that feeling of success and fulfillment that results from meaningful work. The why. Why do we need to think about joy at work? There is a strong database for improving joy at work to improve patient experience, outcomes and safety, as well as increasing individual performance with reduced sickness and increased workforce retention. But the biggest why centres on us, on you and on me, and the need for us to work with purpose and meaning in a safe, supported environment where we are thriving and not just surviving. The how. How can you increase joy at work? The most joyful people at work are the most productive and engaged and feel both physically and psychologically safe. They appreciate the meaning and purpose of their work and have some choice and control over their time. They experience camaraderie with others at work and perceive their work life to be fair and equitable. Who wouldn't want to be that person? So here are a few strategies to get us to that place of joy. Let's start by getting down to the crux. The big question you have to ask yourself is, what matters to me? And I mean, really ask yourself that question. Get down to the detail. The morning cup of tea, the casual chat in the kitchen, the extra time with patients, having a voice, the friendships. So ask yourself, what really matters to me? What makes for a good day for me? What makes me proud to work here? And when I'm feeling at my best, what does that look like? And then you need to ask the same questions to others in your team, in your workplace. Create time for open, honest, trusting conversations. And don't just have these conversations once. Set up time to have them regularly. And once you've defined what matters, this then puts you in the right position to ask the next set of questions. What are the blocks and barriers that get in the way of me having and experiencing what happens to me? What gets in the way of a good day is... What frustrates me in my day is... The pebble in my shoe is... Again, open, honest, reflective, shared conversation. This is not about moaning, it's about identification, getting the microscope out, looking at the details. And once you've had these two big conversations, then you can move into the solutions, the actionables, the do it, change it mode to remove the frustrations and take out the pebbles from your shoe. So here are three actionables that are applicable to all of our workplaces. 1. Strong social relationships lead to joy. Joy is rarely derived alone. It's most likely to come from a strong social network, teams and teamwork in the workplace. So create a daily huddle, a fixed time when everyone comes together. Plan the week, share a joke, have lunch, go for a walk, just do it together. 2. We derive joy from our strengths. Recognising the value of the diversity of strengths and the contribution of each strength provides the opportunity for joy. But don't just recognise it, celebrate it. Accomplishments of all degrees need to be talked about and high-fived. And 3, altruism and giving to others makes you happy. Having meaning and purpose in your day is so important, and the joy often comes from what you are doing for others. Try this 15-second, 30-minute initiative. It's a social movement which asks members of a team to think of a small 15-second task they can do which will save someone else 30 minutes later on. It's small change for big impact, and we all have 15 seconds to spare in a day. So, joy. Well, it is around you at work already. Sometimes we just need to pause to see it and take time to stay in touch with it. When you see someone's confidence grow over time, that's joy. When you see action being taken and a goal being achieved, that's joy. When there's a smile and a thank you and a hug, that's joy. So keep in tune with joy at work. It's yours to have. And please do take a look at the show notes and additional resources on the GP Wellbeing pages on the RCGP website at www.rcgp.org.uk. Next week's topic to further build on today's theme is how to create a healthy work environment. Keep well and see you back here next week.
Huge thanks to Dr. Alka Patel and the RCGP Wellbeing Group. As always, links are in the show notes below and on the website, so if you need urgent support, please do not hesitate. Until next time, thanks for listening.